the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Bill Zortman. This is It's Your Business. It's show number 671 in our It's Your Business original series. We're on location, Shields, 41st and Western, and expansion with 200,000 square foot or so of retail shopping experience. My wife has promised to come out and measure every foot of this when she gets back from Mankato. We're on the catwalk talking Shields, talking business, with our It's Your Business family as well. And joining us right now, it would make our friends at our stations in North Dakota very happy to know that Christy Schauer is with us from Shields this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, as we sit here and look at everything that's going on, you know, the store looks amazing. You've got the skylight windows. You've got people smiling. You don't always see that when you come into a store. But you guys are ready for a big weekend. Can you kind of outline what we're going to see?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We've got a huge weekend planned for you all. It's exciting because we are nearing the end of our construction here at the Sioux Falls store. So we want to celebrate with you guys. And we're planning a huge celebration on Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Doors open at 9 a.m. We're giving away $10,000 worth of gift cards in that time.
Well, you've got other things, too. The first 250 people to arrive have a chance at
a $1,000 gift card. So get there early for more chances to win, and especially to get your chance at that $1,000 gift card.
All right. The over and under on the flyby donuts. How many donuts will you go through tomorrow morning?
We have, Melanie, can you help me out? How many donuts do we have?
We have 1,200 donuts for all of our customers that are going to come out and see our store.
All right, so we're talking to Miss Idaho over here. She was on the show, and she was the Idaho potato. But she is back with us today. We got North Dakota. We got Idaho. They've all come to Sioux Falls to make a big difference. You've had a smile on since we walked in this morning. Tell us why you're so excited to get people in here with the remodeling that's been done.
Because we are just so excited about how things have turned out in our store. It's absolutely beautiful. There's so many entertaining things that the kids can do. There's so many things that you can see. And I think all of us are just really excited that we're 99.9% completed. So
there are 24 Shields stores around the country. Mm-hmm. And this is the largest, one of the largest.
It's one of our largest stores, definitely a flagship store within our company, and you've got one of the best here in Sioux Falls, and it is beautiful. Taking a look, that shoe shop I came in yesterday is the best in our company. It is gorgeous.
Just what my wife needs is a shoe store that's the biggest. I hope she hasn't gotten close from Mankato yet, but there are a lot of people that are going to want to come see, and we're hearing, too, that you've had this Ferris wheel going, and you'll have 40 or 50 standing in line for the Ferris wheel on the weekend. Why a Ferris wheel indoors?
Why a Ferris wheel? We get that question quite often across the board, and we really want to make this an experience for families when they come into our store, more than just a place to shop. And that Ferris wheel is just another amenity to add to our customers' experience and really make it the best retail store we can possibly do.
So how many times have you been on the Ferris wheel?
I actually have not been on the Ferris wheel. I have a little height problem.
Ooh.
But my son has gone numerous times and absolutely loves it.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to see if we can find somebody to do a report in these 2 days that we're out here.
I think we're going to have to get you on there.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
A really great idea.
Okay. We'll see
if
how that works.
If you'll go, I will go.
All right, let's do that. Let's see if we can do that. Probably we'll have to be after 11.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to finish the show and know that everything comes out. Okay. All right, so we're at Shields this morning, 41st and Western. If you haven't been here, great expansion, $20-some million. I read our good friend Jody Schwann had reported. Pretty accurate to that expansion?
That sounds about accurate, yep.
All right, anything else you should know in this first segment? Because you guys are going to be back throughout the 2 hours. You've already made us feel welcome. The guests are in place. All the ladies have shown up in black this morning, which I haven't figured out, but there's a lot of different colors in the store. You guys could find other colors if you need to.
Well, we tried.
Okay.
I'll coordinate here.
All right. We're at Shields. Come out and see us. We're on the catwalk. Have never been this high in the air for a show. But we're here. We're going to have a good time. Remember, tomorrow morning is the big time, 6 to 9 a.m. And we mentioned Jody Schwann. She is on the phone with us right now, the Sioux Falls Business Journal. And Jody, nice to have you with us. The cover story of the week has been not to Shields, but it was all about social media. The social media from your end of it is a pretty important side. We're seeing a lot of businesses, our own company, Midwest Communication, that's jumping in. And what they're showing us is that you've got to, in this time and age, use social media if you're in the business side. We know that in talking with Julene Edwards this morning from Connecticut, we were talking about a marketing meeting she was at, and digital, the texting, all of that that goes with it. But that's all a part of it. We'll be talking with guests about that. Have we got Jody online yet? Not yet. Well, the Rev is right there. He's making it all happen. Let me just tell you about this hour. In addition to Jody, we're going to be talking about the Parade of Homes, which will be in the second weekend tomorrow, Sunday, and then 5:30 to 8:30 on Monday. Julene will be talking about what else? Connecticut, Connecticut, Connecticut. We'll talk with Mary Howard, Howard Group of Baird, the Bulls versus the Bears. Comfort King, we're going to talk about the ROI that it has for me being ready to get a good night's sleep. Come in and talk with our guest. You're going to meet a widow that is very happy to have received a scholarship from Phoenix University. That will all be coming up in this hour, and Jill will be with us, Jill and Bill in the morning, as we talk a little bit from Shields. Beautiful store, fantastic place. We're excited to be able to be out here and host. Our sports friends will be out here this afternoon, and then other members of the Midwest Communication family will be here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Jody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. To you.
Hi.
You had a nice story about the opening of Shields, all the things that have been going on. What's your impression on the updated Shields?
I was thinking, Bill, the timing on this was great, wasn't it? We had the daily business story in today's paper, and now you guys are out there broadcasting. You know, when they first announced this project, I knew it was going to be a big deal, but it's one of those things that's hard to picture until you're actually able to walk through the store and really grasp, first of all, the sheer size of the thing. I mean, now it's 200,000 square feet, makes it the largest department store in Sioux Falls. And then it's just so innovative what they've done with all of those new entertainment features. You know, certainly the Ferris wheel is so eye-catching, but you look at some of those other attractions, there's a shooting gallery and a bowling game, and everything designed to really keep people on the property for a longer period of time. And that's the name of the game in retail, right? To reach people, to connect with people. And they've truly created a destination there. And that whole Western Mall area, I think the whole intersection probably of 41st and Western is going to benefit from that. I mean, this is on top of the renovation at the West Mall 7 and improvements that are going on with the furniture stores there. New strip mall, of course, getting under construction nearby. New restaurants that have opened just in the last several months. So what a great amount of activity happening right at that intersection.
You know, and the other thing that's kind of interesting is the two ladies we talked to are not from South Dakota. One's from North Dakota, one's from Idaho. And what it has created is even more interest in this community of Sioux Falls. Your story this week kind of goes along the changes that are happening. And your story that was the cover story Wednesday online in print. Social media.
Yeah, and real quickly, Bill, and if you haven't mentioned this, let me do this. I was at the annual Visitor Industry Luncheon put on by the Sioux Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau earlier this week when Shields was named the Business of the Year. And I thought that that was really appropriate because they have created a tourist attraction in their own right. They are going to be drawing visitors from outside the city, from the surrounding region. I mean, think of all those people who come in every weekend for youth sports tournaments. They always seem to have time to kill, and what a perfect destination for them. So Congratulations to Shields on that. And just to tie all of this together, one of the other features, and again, I just think this is so innovative of them, not only have they put up these areas around the store for photo ops where, you know, you can make it look like you've caught a really big fish or you're standing next to a giant bear or something like that, but they've integrated the technology so that people can immediately share those images. And that ties into this week's Business Journal cover story on social media and new ways that businesses are trying to use it. Look at, people share photos all the time. The statistics are just astronomical. How many text messages, Facebook posts, now new sites like Instagram and Pinterest and Twitter is gaining popularity locally in the Sioux Falls market that we were able to report in this week's cover story. So Shields has honed in on just a little piece of that, right? Not only are you in the store, you're interacting with the store through this little photo op area, but you're sharing the content and potentially you're encouraging someone else to go check out the store. So that's a great example of a best practice in social media. There are a number of more of them in this week's cover story, which you can still find online if you happen to miss it in print. That's at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
Other breaking news?
Whoa, okay, we covered a bunch of stuff, didn't we? But the big story of today, I think, we love our restaurant news in Sioux Falls, and we reported that the Quaker Steak and Lube, this is a national restaurant chain based in Pennsylvania that had been planning to come to the Sioux Falls market, does not appear to be opening anytime soon. This is such a rarity for our market. There's actually a building built for them. And the franchise deal just did not work out. So it's not going to be a Quaker Steak and Lube, this location just south of 69th and Louise. Instead, it's going to be a new original concept called the Draft Grill and Bar. And unfortunately, that's all I can tell you about it at this time. We had a little bit of trouble connecting with the restaurant group, but we were able to connect with them yesterday. They told me there will be more information released on that in the days ahead. They are hiring already, which was how I found out about it. But stay tuned for more. New restaurant called The Draft coming to Southwest Sioux Falls.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
All right. We have people moving back and forth, moving things. And you may hear that throughout the show. That's the beauty of an opening. But we do have a parade of homes that is beginning this weekend. And as we talk about that, do we have Ryan Janza with us yet, Rev? All right. That's all right. Ryan is going to be telling you that the Parade of Homes will be this weekend. This is weekend number two. Tomorrow, 76 homes from throughout the Sioux Falls, Sioux Empire area. And they had good attention last weekend. We have great weather this weekend. It's again on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And there is map information that's available on the Parade of Homes online at the Home Builders Association website. This year, instead of them having a home that you come and spend a lot of money on, it's a charity home where they are going to talk to you a little bit about the tools for schools and some of the other very important things that do. You're a little busy this weekend too, Ryan. Ryan Janza, the Home Builders.
Yeah, exactly, Bill. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. Tell us about the turnout in the first weekend.
Well, we were a little concerned the fact that we finally had a nice day on Saturday, but we had really, really good numbers. You know, we kind of play it's a hit or miss deal. If it's too nice, especially as poor as the weather has been this spring, you know, most people are taking advantage of that good weather and going out and spending time in their yards and getting caught up. But we were fortunate. We had huge traffic through all the homes all over town.
We always include the question answer thing that is so important to people to come out, ask the questions that they need to know about the home ideas, the homes themselves, and the people that are building them.
Yeah, exactly. It really is a unique opportunity to get, whether you're doing a remodel project or thinking about building a new home. I mean, there's lenders out there, in some of the homes. There's builders, there's decorators out there. So, frankly, if you have any plans to do anything with your home, whether it be outside, inside, there's going to be somebody there that's an expert in that field that's going to be able to answer your questions.
All right. Where can they find the list of the Parade of Homes?
So you're going to want to pick up either a Home Ideas magazine, which you can find either at the Hy-Vee stores or local gas stations, or visit the HBASiouxEmpire.com for a full list of parade entries and a nice map for you.
and homes all the way from 100,000 to over a million. Ryan, it looks like the weather guys are going to cooperate. Good weekend. If people have questions, come out and ask at those 76 venues.
Absolutely, and don't forget to miss us. If you can't get out this weekend, we're also open Monday from 5:30 to 8:30, and we'll be excited to have you there.
Ryan Janza, Home Builders. We'll talk with you guys on Monday.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bill.
Just ahead, the official water of It's Your Business, Connecticut. Julian Edwards joins us from the catwalk at Shields, 41st and Western. And we're back out at Shields, 41st and Western. We'll be here 9 to 11 today. I've got Jill with me. Jill Jose, who is my partner in a lot of different things, is here. She is making sure we do everything right, get all the guests on, mention the right things. And from Connecticut, Julian Edwards. Connecticut, the official water of It's Your Business. Okay, I'm a guy sitting here looking at all this stuff, and I have just talked with the two ladies dressed in black. I've just added two more that are heavily in black today. All right. In this store, if you were telling women what you've seen and the excitement, what would you say?
The selection is impeccable. It's unbelievable is what I love. It's just, there's so much. The selection's incredible.
And I would have to say that it's very colorful when you walk in. And their employees are very, very cordial. And it's just, I mean, it's a great, the skywalk is neat. We're sitting up here, and I've never been this high on the air before myself. So it's an experience up here. So very gorgeous store.
And the beauty of the store with the skylights. And, of course, thank goodness for sunshine today. And we're talking, I believe they're still talking sunshine for tomorrow for their big grand reopening where they're really doing some big celebrating tomorrow morning here at Shields.
Well, we're going to be talking to women and men. Men are going to have a different perspective. You know, the first thing I see is the Ferris wheel that's over there and a lot of sporting equipment, a lot of things that could get me in trouble for spending. But, you know, I've got a little time after the show. I'll try to do that. But we'll be talking with folks. But now the most important thing is to talk water, water, water everywhere.
Yes, it is.
All right. You just back from a marketing meeting. You've had a chance to visit with a lot of managers throughout the Midwest. What are they saying about water and the important way to get the message to the customers?
Well, as everyone knows, a lot of business now has gone internet and social media, as they say, and so we're starting to get more and more into that, although we still, of course, want to do our It's Your Business radio, because we can reach out to so many people that are listening, and they get to hear me talk about all of the conveniences of owning a Connecticut water system.
You know, one thing I've learned about Julian, I had a chance to, I guess it was a home builder's function. We actually were at the same table. That was the first time that I met you about 10 years ago. And we had a chance to talk a little bit about business, that you'd come from Sioux City. So you're not only talking 10 years, you're talking more than that, having dealt with Connecticut. You've got all these other managers that know what you do, how well you do it, and refer things to you and ask you about how it works. That's pretty important when it comes to serving the customer.
It is. I've actually been selling Connecticut products for 14 years. And what I like about the product is that we are different from everybody else in the industry. And we don't use electricity, so that's what sets us apart. And a lot of people don't know exactly what Connecticut is all about. And so we like to go out and sit with people and visit with them, listen to the concerns of the quality of the water that they have in their homes or businesses, and then really recommend the correct equipment for that application.
The other thing that I've had a chance to do is listen to the testimonials, and I've been able to question these people, businesses, individuals, about why they are so sold on what you do with Connecticut. You want to share a quick story with us?
Sure. One would be, I guess, Valentino's, John, down there, right there. And when I came to town, he actually called and wanted me to come down and just visit with him about what he had in place for his restaurant, and he had a Connecticut, but we just kind of went through the just checking it out a little bit, and he has had that system in well before I even came to Sioux Falls, and you know, it's still working today, and once in a while I'll bump into him and he says, well, I haven't had to call you because it just keeps working and working and working. And I said, well, that's good, John.
Well, the most asked question you're getting?
I would say that it is really about chlorine or chloramines and fluoride in your water.
And if people need to ask you questions, need to sit down and talk with you, how do they do that?
You can give me a call at 339-3434, or you can go online to ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
Julian Edwards, Connecticut. Thanks for the visit. We'll talk next Friday.
Sounds great.
We'll be back to talk more about Shields and talk with some of our other guests, including how to get a good night's sleep and how a widow was able to get a scholarship to help her out. All a part of It's Your Business on location. Bill Zortman, we're on location at Shields this morning. We have Mike Waldera, who is an assistant store manager. The first two we interviewed out here, one has spent time in Idaho, moved here. Another moved here from North Dakota, Langston. You got a little experience in Fargo, but, you know, you've been here long enough. You know, in my idea, and I moved here about 14 years, you've been here a while, 20 years.
Yeah, I've been here for 21 years, 28 years with the company total. Started in Fargo, and Sioux Falls is home now.
One of the things that we've noticed out here with our crew today, and we'll be out here later this afternoon with the sports guys and our other sister stations tomorrow, is the open-air feel when you come in this building. You've got the Ferris wheel, which tells you how tall it is. There's plenty of room for that. Plus, you've got bright displays. I can look across and see antlers on deers. I can see all kinds of other things. What do you see as an assistant store manager that you want people to know is here?
Well, you know, when I look around, I certainly see the facility. The facility is magnificent. We're really proud of it. It was a collaborative effort on parts of so many people. But when I look around, what I see are the people. Our associates, and I'm a little biased, I admit it, Bill.
Imagine that.
But I think our people are certainly the finest in retail, and they are truly retail professionals. They take pride not only in the facility, but they take pride in delivering top-notch customer service, world-class customer service, if you will, to our customers, because we really feel strongly that the folks that choose to shop with us are special. They've put up with so much dust, dirt, moving, just a lot of inconvenience when they've chosen to shop with us this last year and a half. This process started, and they've stuck with us, and so we're so happy to share this with them. But it's our people that we're truly proud of, and that's what I see when I look around, Bill.
Jody Schwan with the Business Journal reminded us in our interview this morning after we talked with the two ladies dressed in black that are around. Everybody's in black today but you and I. What's the deal?
Well, I tell you what, fashion sense, evidently we're a little behind the times, Bill. Maybe we need to step up our game.
We can just find something in the store and we could get right in fashion here, Mike.
I tell you, fashion is part of what Shields is about. You know, people think about sporting goods. When they think about Shields, they think about hunting, fishing, but our fashion clothing selection for both men, women, and children, too, is top-notch. We've got some of the best names and brands in the industry, and so I think, Bill, even you and I could step up our fashion game today.
We'll work on that. I like that. That's good. Jody was mentioning you guys as Business of the Year last year. There's a lot of great businesses in Sioux Falls, and Jody doesn't just put praise out there to anybody. She was saying you guys deserve it. And you're going to show everybody that comes out today and tomorrow and from here on why you deserve it.
Well, I appreciate hearing that, and it's a big honor to be given that award. There is a lot of good retail businesses here in Sioux Falls. It's a vibrant community. The business climate is terrific. And, you know, amongst the competition, which we truly respect everybody out there, we're just tickled to be chosen for that award. And it's our obligation to make good and show the customers and the folks out there that are going to stop in today, tomorrow, or a year from now that we're worthy of that award.
You can't figure it out. Just ask for Mike. He won't be dressed in black. A lot of them are. Mike Waldera, assistant store manager, thanks for joining us on It's Your Business.
Thanks, Bill.
Today, we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor for the Howard Group at Baird. Mary has 23 years of experience in the financial service industry, and she's with us today to talk about how to identify the bulls and the bears in today's stock market. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, let's get right to the bulls and the bears. On the surface, it seems pretty straightforward. Isn't a market that's going to be a bull market that's up and a market going down, a bear market?
In a way, Bill, but the ups and downs can be misleading. Historically, the U.S. stock market has alternated between long periods of growth, what we call a secular bull market, and stagnation, what we call secular bear markets. These periods of growth or stagnation can last years, even decades. Within them, though, are shorter cyclical periods that run counter to the greater trend. Wheels within wheels, per se.
Wheels within wheels? Now, I bet that makes it hard to see what direction they're taking us.
Exactly right. When there's a dramatic change in the market, it could be a temporary cyclical shift within the existing bull or bear, or it could be the start of a new secular trend. Today, we're discussing the current market environment, where we are now, where we're going, and how a pullback in the market could be a sign of good things to come.
You know, that sounds great, Mary. So first off, what data do you look at when identifying market trends?
Well, Bill, there are a few clues to look for to identify where the market is going. One of them is the frequency of corrections. In a secular bear market, pullbacks of 10% or more occur every 4 to 5 months. They tend to be rarer in a secular bull market, about 18 months at that.
So there are some hard number indicators to establish a market. What else should we be looking for?
Bill, price-to-earnings ratios can also indicate where we are in a trend. Secular bulls have always started when price-to-earnings ratios were below average, as they were in 2009, when P.E. ratios most recently bottomed out. Also, the two previous secular bulls have started in environments similar today, with a banking crisis and a deleveraging environment, followed by improving banking fundamentals, such as declining credit losses and increased household borrowing.
I see.
One factor that makes gazing into our crystal ball especially difficult is the taper. It's hard to determine how much of the data we're looking at is propped up by the Federal Reserve Bank quantitative easing program. As we continue to taper and unwind that quantitative easing, we'll be looking for market stability, as that could point toward a period of sustained economic growth.
So, we've had a few ups and downs already this year in 2014. What do those indicators you mentioned tell us now? Are we in a bull or a bear market?
First, Bill, let's start with what we know, which is that a secular bear market began in the year 2000. After reaching a high point in March of that year, the S&P 500 index saw a nearly 50% correction in 2002 and then again in 2009. The S&P didn't recover to that high point in March until February of 2013, marking nearly 13 years of market stagnation.
13 years of stagnation? You know, there's a lot of investors to weather. 2008, 2009 seemed to be particularly tough for many people.
No question about it, Bill. But if there's a silver lining to that period, it's that a new bull market started with the end of 2009 correction, with the S&P 500 increasing 270% over the past 4 years. So we know a bull market has started. What remains to be seen is if this bull run is cyclical or secular.
All right. How would we find out?
Well, a market correction in 2014 could tell us if it's a muted pullback, the market losses of only 10 to 20%, that might indicate the end of a secular bear and the beginning of a new secular bull. If it's a more severe drop,
with market losses of more than 25%. That might indicate that the secular bear that started in 2000 will continue.
So it's limited in duration and intensity. A drop in the market could actually be a good thing for investors, a sign the economy is ready to take off?
Right, which is one of the reasons that we at the Howard Group discourage our clients from making hasty decisions based on the day's tape. One last item to discuss is the way our politics can influence the strength and the duration of a trend.
So, Mary, how do our representatives in Washington impact a bull or a bear market?
Well, policies that foster economic growth can help spur a new secular bull. For example, look at energy. An energy policy that encourages the development of natural gas can incentivize greater private investment.
Oh, sure. There are gas stations that sell compressed natural gas popping up all over this country.
Right. And that increased economic activity and growth can help move us to a secular bull. Also, continued efforts to address the federal deficit and other structural reforms could help keep interest rates low and foster economic development as well.
Boy, that's a lot to consider. As investors looking at the market, what should we do now?
Well, long-term investors are often told to try to maintain capital during secular bears and maximize return during secular bulls. Putting the strategy into practice, though, requires knowing when a shift in the market is a short-term or a sign of things to come. It's important to speak to a financial advisor who has the knowledge and the experience to help you distinguish between a temporary trend and a long-term investment opportunity. There are many professional resources out there that can help. Our office is backed by a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with us and you to ensure your preparation and planning are appropriate for your current situation and goals.
So, Mary, you have a big event planned.
We do, and we're trying to do many events throughout the course of this year, but our next event is right around the corner, Tuesday, May 20th. We are hosting Mr. Tim Anderson will be in town, and he is the Chief Fixed Income Officer of Riverfront Investment Group. We're having our event at Spezia's, 5:30 to 7 p.m., again, Tuesday, May 20th, and he is going to talk about what's going on today in the fixed income markets. And there's a lot of, you know, talk about negativity around bonds. What I think is most important is that in this interest rate environment, people are owning the right bonds. So he is going to give an update on where we are, too, with interest rates. And we would encourage people to come. Check us out on the website under our events tab. But if you have any questions, call us as well. 275-2310. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. Feel free to contact Mary at 605-275-2310. If you have any additional questions on the topic or you'd just like to visit her website at howardgroupofbaird.com. Being a mom has been called the toughest job you'll ever love. To honor moms, Boys and Girls Club of America partnered with the University of Phoenix to conduct a nationwide search to identify and honor the country's most inspirational moms. One South Dakota resident received the honor and is being awarded with a full tuition scholarship from the University of Phoenix. Here to tell us more, University of Phoenix Executive Director of Corporate Social Responsibility for the Apollo Education Group, Tammy Fernandez, and Most Inspirational Mom South Dakota recipient, Shannon Wade. Welcome, Tammy. Tell us, what is the most inspirational mom program?
Well, the University of Phoenix worked closely with Boys and Girls Club to conduct a national search for inspirational moms, giving three deserving moms the chance to accomplish their own educational goals by awarding each mom a full tuition scholarship to University of Phoenix.
Shannon, tell us your personal story and what you're hoping to accomplish with your degree.
5 years ago, I became a widow. I'm now the single mom of an 8-year-old daughter. When I entered the competition, I absolutely had no idea that I would be one of the women selected. I entered because I want a better life for myself and for my daughter, and I do appreciate the importance of education. I really want to be a good role model for my daughter to show her the value of education and also that she can do anything that she sets her mind to. I'm going to use my scholarship to earn a bachelor in psychology so that I can help others cope with personal challenges. And I really do want to help other widows and widowers connect with a counselor who has also lost a spouse. That way they can work through their grief and discuss their concerns with someone who's experienced similar feelings.
Tammy, tell us why it's so important to provide opportunities to hardworking moms like Shannon, and what tips can you provide for parents looking to return to the classroom?
Great question. So University of Phoenix provides working adults, many of whom are parents balancing work and family responsibilities like Shannon, to get their degree and compete in today's workforce. Through our longstanding relationship with Boys and Girls Club of America, not only have we had the opportunity to help out a generation of youth onto their path for success, but we're able to impact the success of their parents and others who support the Boys and Girls Club mission. As far as tips, we recommend all students research careers before deciding on a degree program. Moms who start their education programs with a career goal in mind, like Shannon's, will get the most out of their experience. Research specific positions and career paths before applying to college. Check out career and skill assessments and job market information online, like at the Phoenix Career Guidance System at phoenix.edu/careerGPS. A little research can go a long way in paving the way to a successful educational experience catered to your future career. Second is to seek advice from those most important to you. Returning to college is a really big decision and not only affects you, but those closest to you. Be open with family, friends, and other loved ones about your goals, plans, and excitement to pursue a degree, and certainly let them be very excited with you. If you're a working mom, check in with your boss, colleagues, and find ways to bring the classroom learning into the workplace. Oftentimes, what you're learning in school can benefit them, too. Embrace the opportunity to master your time management skills. Face it, it's going to be a lot busier once you start your degree program, and it's important to designate specific individual study time each day. Successful students carve out time to study, attend class, or work on projects each day. And then finally, make learning a household priority. For moms going back to school, setting aside time for working on class projects can also open up opportunities to set an example. Set a schedule to work on projects when your children are working on their homework. This not only allows for more time together, but it reinforces the importance of education to the children every day by setting a positive example and a hard work and commitment.
More information about the University of Phoenix education and the scholarship programs you can find at phoenix.edu. Back out at Shields, and it's that point in the show where I get to talk about Comfort King. And guess what? I've got Jill with, she's the account executive that represents Comfort King, and she was the one that said, Bill, I think we could do something with Comfort King. And you always are asking, have I made that point on the radio? What point should I be making about my Comfort King that Chris Larson and the factory pulled together for Bill and Carolyn?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that how has it changed your daily activities? And I know you may think that's kind of a deep question, but over the course of how many weeks into months, you know, if you're looking back and are you finding that you are more restful? Do you have more energy during the day? Are you not as cranky with me when we're at work? No, just kidding.
What would you think? You have seen me since January. Have you noticed a little bit more? I can actually walk around the building. I can actually smile more often. Feel ready to go.
If you are always the type of person that can be quick with a smile or good-natured. But I will say it seems like you are even more jovial than you were last year.
That's saying something because I'm a little bit older. But the Comfort King, Chris Larson, and the factory worked with Carolyn and I, and we've made it work, and I do get a better night's sleep. I do not wake up in the middle of the night I wake up in that early hour of the morning that I have to head in and face Greg Belfridge and Rev and all those good people at Midwest Communications. It's made a difference for me. It'll make a difference for you. Comfort King.
Not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, Esau Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband Brad and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
The inmates are running the asylum. We're here to take it back. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Business here on Friday, 16th of May. Bill's out at Shields. We'll go back to Bill in a second here. Right now, it's time to check in with John over at Valentino's. Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing great. Is Bill going to ride on the Ferris wheel today over there?
I think he might be, yeah. He's talking about it, and he's bragging about how he's up in the catwalk right now, hanging out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got to ask you, John, every day you guys have specials going on. What is the deal on Friday?
On Friday, it's our Fish Fry Friday, where we bring in the fillets, cut them up by hand, and then hand batter them just before it hits the fryer. So it's light and crisp and flaky. And we also make our own tartar sauce. And we got a lot of regulars that come just for Friday for the fish.
And I know your chicken is world famous, too.
Yeah, it sure is. We get a lot of compliments on that, and we're getting a lot of orders for carry out and catering and delivery for it, too.
Well, this is the grand Italian buffet. I mean, you've got pizza, you've got tons of pasta with different sauces, fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy. You've got different kinds of soups, you've got salads, and you've got desserts. You've got everything on there, but you also have some stuff, some other things going on. Like, let's talk about the Sunday brunch real quick.
Well, Sunday brunch, we open at 9 a.m. for the early burgers. And we have a ton of breakfast and lunch items out. But, you know, we make our own biscuits. So we make our own biscuits and gravy. We make our own muffins. We have waffles, French toast, scrambled eggs, two different breakfast casseroles. Plus, we have thick slices of ham and bacon and sausages. Mm-hmm. And another thing that we have that day and every day is our Italian blend coffee that... There's another thing on Sundays. We go through a ton of it.
That sounds good, too, Italian blend. And you also have some carry-out specials and lunch specials, too. Quickly, let's run through those.
Yeah, during the week, we have what we call our express lunch. And it starts at, like, $3.75 and goes up to $6.75. And on the $6.75 end, you're looking at getting a lasagna and a slice of pizza and a pop or a slice of lasagna and a garden salad. And if you don't want the pop, you can always trade that in for one of our delicious cinnamon breadsticks.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me, John. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you again next hour, okay?
Hey, thank you.
John over at Valentino's. Well, let's go back to Shields now. Bill, you're up, buddy. What's going on?
Well, we want to close out the hour. How much time we have left in the hour, Reverend? All right, sounds good. We've got Melanie Hiller. She's the Idaho connection to the Shields thing. All right, tomorrow is a big day.
Absolutely.
Now, about 40 seconds, can you tell people what's important about tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 o'clock?
Absolutely. We are having our re-grand opening celebration. So go ahead and set your alarm clocks and get down here. We're going to be giving away $10,000 worth of gift cards. And the first 250 people are eligible to sign up for a $1,000 gift card. That's pretty incredible. So come on down. We're going to have Forever Champions performing throughout the morning. We're going to have free donuts. We're working on coffee. And we just want to see everybody out and about and have a good morning.
And if you want to come back a little after 11 o'clock, Melanie and I are going to try out the Ferris wheel. She's been here a while and never been on the Ferris wheel. Been a long time since I've been on a Ferris wheel. Are you ready for 11 o'clock?
I'm ready.
All right. Melanie Hiller, who is one of these people that just make you feel good, even though they got black on today. They make you feel good about Shields. It's a place to go, business of the year last year. We want you to come out and join us between 10 and 11 and tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. Rev is looking at the clock. He's giving me the frown. He says, my time is up. Thank you for yours.